and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right, here we are back at you live from KCNR Studios. It is Wednesday, 6 o'clock episode, or the 6 o'clock version of our show, and this is Living in the North State. I'm Tony Horde here with Bill Woodford.
Hey, hey, hey.
We are back at you at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If anybody wants to give us a buzz here and ask any questions today, we are at 605-4567. And today we got a really cool guest coming in, a wealth of knowledge. His name is Scott Lewis. He's the general manager of Placer Title. He'll be coming in on the next segment, and we're looking forward to talking with him. We got a nice little set of questions here to drill him on, and so it's going to be pretty cool. One of the things that we're going to talk about is the title theft that's going on and what you can do to protect yourself and at least be aware of what's going on.
Absolutely, and Scott's a wealth of knowledge. That guy's been around for a long time, been doing title in this town for, well, I don't know, since the world was flat, it seems like.
Wow. Be looking forward to having him in here then. Is he, well, I guess we'll have to ask him how long he's been here. But
Save your questions for him. I don't know.
Absolutely, right? Yeah. Well, our heart sure goes out to everybody over on the Big Island where the fire
it's
is.
On Maui. Lahaina has looked like to me, and I mean, shades of the campfire, you know, things that we've been mm-hmm. through here with the car fire and the campfire, people running for their lives, and that's kind of what looks like has happened there. The latest report is that there's six dead over there, and you know, who knows how many you know are seriously hurt. Mm-hmm. I know that they're flying people off of the island right now to treat them because they don't have the burn facilities for that. So that tells me that, you know, it went through in the middle of the night when people were sleeping, and it burned. It looked like to me from the pictures mm-hmm. I saw, the whole town is pretty much gone.
Wow.
I mean, you know, Lahaina's a beautiful little spot right on the ocean, and it looks to me like the whole town burned through.
Gosh, you'd never think anything like that would happen there.
I know. It's so green and lush, you know, mm-hmm. but I guess those hurricane winds, there's a hurricane, they said, 300 miles below, and then, of course, there's a high 300 miles above, and it made these 80-mile-an-hour winds go through the islands, and once that fire got started, it was kind of like what happened here and up in Paradise and just took off and, you know, burned through, right? Once one of those buildings, and of course, those buildings are, you know, been there a long time. They're wood and, you know, they're, yeah, so.
Yeah, it's got
craziness.
All the perfect circumstances to create the perfect storm or the, you know, the perfect, you know, and I wouldn't say perfect, but, yeah.
That's what they call it. But it looks like, yeah, I mean, it looks like from the video footage that I saw that it just, it, you know, it was like what we went through here. Mm. And certainly my heart goes out. Both of our hearts go out to it. Everybody around here has been through that, and they know, mm-hmm. you know, what it's like to run from the fire.
Right.
You know?
Yep, yep. We all know what it's like.
Yeah.
Well, let's cut to some good news.
Hey, is there good news? All right.
Well, we got the second to the last night of the Mosquito Serenade going on tonight.
That's right. It's the Queen tribute band.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's that. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to be headed down there as soon as we're off the air here, and the wife's down there now holding the spot.
Yeah. Well, Wendy and I were talking about it for sure, so we might be heading down that way.
You should come down and join us. It'll be fun.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, there he is.
Who just walked in the studio?
It's Scott Lewis.
Scott Lewis is here, everybody.
You choose.
We will be bringing him on next segment, unless he throws on a set of headphones and dives into the conversation right now. We don't mind. But, yeah.
Right.
So,
what's been going on with you? I hear you got a couple closings going on.
I do have a couple closings. I'm actually going to close two deals tomorrow at the same time in the same escrow company, Placer Title.
What?
Nice to hear.
Absolutely.
We like that.
So, you know, it's really cool how all kinds of different circumstances, you know, have to come together in order to close two escrows in one day. I mean, I've been working with one of the clients there for, well, actually both of them, one of them about 3 months and the other one about 2 months. And one of them has had to have an extension of the escrow because we had to wait on some loan docs and things like that. So all of a sudden, you know, we're going to close on Thursday and both we're going to hand out two sets of keys tomorrow. So
that's always the greatest time is when you get to hand those clients their keys and, you know, take the pictures and it's all done and everybody's all happy and, you know, all the nightmares are forgotten.
Yep. Scott, you got your headphones on over there?
I do.
Good to see you.
Good evening. I was going to say good morning, but I guess it doesn't work.
No,
it's been a morning all day for me.
Must be one of those kind of days.
It has been. Very busy, and the day went right by.
Oh, wow.
Off and running.
Okay.
So,
well, cool.
Good to be here with you.
Good deal. Yeah, good to have you. We've got a whole bullet list of questions here. We're going to fire off after the next segment or into the next segment. So.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Looking forward to it.
I was actually in your office today with Tammy Baker.
Either I was out or I was behind doors. Who knows?
Yeah. Well,
I was
peeking around for you. I didn't see you anywhere.
I'm right around that one corner as you walk through the archway, so I'm kind of hidden in the corner.
Okay.
Stays out of the way. I think it's that I'm closer to the car so that they can kick me out when they need to.
Or that you're just really good at hiding.
Well, there's that part. That's another whole issue, Bill. Shh. We don't talk about that.
Well, cool. So,
we were just talking about Lahaina and what's going on over in Maui.
I saw that.
Oh, my God. It's just crazy. Yeah.
That means what? McGillicuddy's is gone. Cheeseburgers in Paradise is gone. It looks like the whole waterfront's gone.
Yeah. It looked like to me it went through the whole town pretty much from what I could see from the, you know, it's kind of hard to tell with all the smoke and the fire burning, but it looks like from the helicopter shots I saw that it burned the whole town.
Well, and for a lot of us, it's kind of a PTSD, no matter where that happens.
Sure.
You know, we immediately relate back to 2018, 2019 with Paradise. I mean, we just start feeling a little PTSD with it and able to understand what they're going through as we sit. And even with the title industry side of how I sit and what I do, helping people through that time, finding deeds and things because they lost everything.
Right.
Pretty phenomenal how we came into working within the community that we never even thought we would have to do. Wouldn't have even thought it was something we would need to do.
Right.
And suddenly people were calling us in freak out because they couldn't find their deeds to prove they owned the property, all those kinds of things. Mm. And immediately it was us, which was great. You know?
Right. And they're just now starting their process over there. It's going to be crazy because, I mean, how many years did it take us to somewhat come back? You know, it's still some of the places haven't even been rebuilt.
No.
You know, you still go you drive through Keswick and there's still like empty lots everywhere out there from where it just burned through. So, yeah.
And it's going to be decades to get over the initial trauma.
Right.
You know, we were actually, our church group was going to have a picnic up at Whiskeytown last Saturday when the fire broke out over in French Gulch.
Mm-hmm.
And we canceled that right away. And in the old days, we might not have done that just because it was a fire.
Mm-hmm.
But because it was a fire, we canceled it right away.
It changes the whole thought process of how we do things when something breaks like that.
Yeah, you exactly. Know. Well, and it's kind of scary out there still. I mean, with all that dead logs and trees and stuff that are still standing out there, it looks like to me it's a tinderbox ready to go again.
Yeah, and in fact, that's where it started over there is in the burn area.
Yeah.
So,
and I would almost, on that note, I would almost bet it's hotter of a burn if it were to happen this time around than it was initially.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all that tinder sitting there.
Sure.
And all the brush that's now grown.
Yeah.
It's going to be hotter. All that dead wood just burns hotter. It's not full of water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a whole other game that we haven't cleaned up.
Right.
A little scary with the feds not letting us go in and do things.
Yeah, I think we're all thinking the same thing as we look around at the landscape and see all the dead wood. It doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
No.
Well, and you would think, you know, you would have thought that Hawaii being so green and lush that you wouldn't have had that issue going on over there. But it just shows that once that fire gets going and it's being pushed by 80-mile-an-hour winds, that there's just no way that anything's going to stop it.
And it's interesting because Maui, that is the dry side of Maui, too. That's the deserty side. So Maui has its very lush, green, wet side, the northern side. but that south side of the island is more desert, like we would think of Southern California, in the way that it's kind of made up. Not a lot of trees. Used to be very 30 years ago, when I spent my first marriage honeymoon there, it was all plantation fields of pineapple. Hmm. Well, those all went away. Dole left and went to South America to grow, and all that went back to natural usage.
Hmm. Okay.
They've let it go. All those heavy grasses, all that stuff has just been allowed to grow, and that's the dry side. So it's a weird climate on the two sides of the island.
Interesting.
That a lot of people don't know.
All right. Well, you're very familiar with the area.
Yeah, fairly.
Well, let's take a little break and come on back and keep talking with Scott. We got a lot of things to cover. We'll be right back.
Glad you're here.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
The City of Redding cares about clean, affordable transportation. Redding Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Someone to comfort me. Homeward bound. I wish I was.
All right. Thanks for the intro music, Tyler, there. That's kind of a home-based type of song there because we sell homes. This is Living in the North State with Tony Hoard and Bill Woodford. We are at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we're here with Scott Lewis of Placer Title Company. And we're going to get started on some questions. You want to ask a question here?
Sure, Scott. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I've been doing title and escrow for 35 and a half years.
Wow.
As of right now. Started January of 1988 down in Southern California. Moved to the Shasta County region, Redding, in 1991.
You must have started when you were like 10.
Something like that. Something like that. Spent the last 32 years here in town, just a little over 32 years now, doing title and escrow, 29 and a half of which with Placer Title.
Wow. Okay.
Pretty good company to be with. You know, not complaining there. Privately owned up until about a year ago. We are now a larger corporation-owned entity, but we still run as a privately held, family-run entity under that umbrella. All of the tiers are in place, and we still chat with all those folks every day and our own legal team and everybody else. So we're local-based as far as Northern California, but we have sister companies all over the nation.
So you're happy with the transition?
Love it.
Okay.
Yeah. They've left us alone and let us do our thing. Mm-hmm. We have actually 7 operations in 7 states, Placer Title in California and then other companies in other states. And we all work as one big company. You know, it's pretty unique in the way we work and the way we do things. We're an oddball in the industry and known as that, which is why First American Financial wanted us. They liked our culture. They wanted our culture, and they bought us and brought us in under the umbrella.
Okay.
Great fit. Our founder and his wife have since passed on. But, almost 30 years now working for Leo French, and not a complaint ever.
That's the founder?
That was the founder in 1973. Yeah.
Right.
And we're now 50 years old.
So. And how many offices did you say you had?
Placer Title works in 52 counties of the 58 of California.
Oh, wow, okay.
We have, I want to say we have 47 offices in all those 40 or 52 counties.
Mm-hmm.
So some counties are like Yuba-Sutter County is Yuba and Sutter County, but it's one office that handles both counties.
Okay.
So it gets kind of funky that way. Mm-hmm. We're not everywhere, but we're in a lot of the unique counties. So we're in Modoc. We have an operation in Modoc County up in Alturas versus nothing in Siskiyou. We can do escrow everywhere in California. We just can't issue title necessarily as an operation searching it. So we sub that out to someone else.
Gotcha.
So we work a lot with Mount Shasta Title doing that. And then we do the escrow side down here. We can do that all over the state. So it's pretty unique that way. And then for all of our clients that are across the U.S., if we have operations in any of the states that they're in, even though it's another entity, for instance, Texas National Title in the Austin area is part of us under the Motherlode Holding Corporation. So Texas National Title will sign our customers and take care of them.
Okay.
Or Montana Title or Wyoming Title or South Idaho Title or, you know, just depending on where we're at with those clients. So it's pretty unique that way.
Have you always been a title officer, or did you do escrow? Or?
Actually, I am an escrow officer. I'm not a title officer.
Oh, okay.
So I actually perform the escrow service side of that with all the money and all the documents and the signings and seeing the customers.
Mm-hmm.
We have a full title plant that handles the title side of it for us and for me, although I know after 35 years a lot about the title side. So that makes, you know, It helps with the escrow side explaining what these folks are getting into without bringing in title to actually do some of the explanations for them.
Gotcha. Okay.
Prior to that, 35 years ago, I actually worked in retail industry in Southern California and in the Beverly Hills area doing makeup for a living.
Oh, cool.
So completely opposing sides of being involved in business.
For Hollywood or just for
folks? No, for retail, actually, for department stores
and
for national chains of makeup companies. So selling Lancôme and Clinique and YSL and all the others that come under those headings.
So does any of that background carry over?
Other than the accounting of, because we did inventory every month on all the stock, and that's how you got paid your commissions and that kind of stuff based on what you sold. So the accounting side of it kind of comes into escrow, but that's about it.
Okay.
Nothing else with regard to fragrance and makeup comes into escrow, unless I'm trying to hide under my desk and, you know, shield myself with some camo or something.
Well, now you mentioned a title plant. What's that?
So a title plant, if you were to go to the county, you could actually research your own documentation if you would. But we handle in office – part of it's computerized now, but we go back to the 1800s in documents. So every document that's ever been recorded in Shasta County, we house. in our office.
Oh, okay. All
right. They're in small, they're about an 8.5 by 5.5 piece of onion paper, shrunk down copies that are in these binders that are on our walls. Those are the documents and in books and pages that we find them in. And then we go to the indexes, which are name and property and whatnot, and we have cross-references in these massive books that we lay out on these huge tables. Mm-hmm. And we can actually search backwards by names as to what they owned and when they bought it and when they sold it and when they then moved on to something else and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So we can search everything all the way back to patent, which would have been whatever president signed that patent for 640 acres that went to a farmer or a cattleman or whatever.
That would have been the beginning.
And that would have been the beginning. Gotcha. And we go back all the way to patents on those.
Yeah. That covers
so
it
that's
all,
the plant.
It? Okay.
And then we run through modern indexing through the computer systems. We also are linked to the county. So I have as recent as about 72 to 48 hours ago, any document recorded in Shasta County on the computer system that I can find. So we're only gapped, if you will, that's what they refer to it in the business, is the gap, if you will, when I close an escrow versus what recording documents date I can see, mm-hmm, is only about 48 hours, 2 days. Hmm. And that depends on how busy the county is with recordings.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's even less. So wow, it gets real tight on what we can find.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, pretty
amazing stuff. There's a lot to it.
Oh, yeah.
There
yeah
is.
Yeah, for sure.
And the gals and guys that work in the back office doing that stuff, mm-hmm, I know what I do. I don't even want to know half of what they do, let alone reading meets and bounds descriptions when you're talking about minutes and seconds and where you're heading and directions, you know, degrees and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Engineering and all that stuff that goes into that with surveys, they do it. That's not what I read. I can look at it and tell them what it says, but it's – I'm not going to go map it out.
Well, you're an average person like me. When we read it, you know, I get about a half a sentence into it, and mm-hmm, my head starts spinning.
I typically am looking at the map and the legal, and I find the distance, you know, 398.27 feet, and I go to the map and go, oh, that's that line right there because it says 398.27. So there's that one. I found that one.
Right.
Short of that, degrees, minutes, north, south, east, west, all that stuff, I couldn't begin to tell you without the proper compasses and things to do it. And they know all that.
Okay. And are those the title officers?
Those are the title officers.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. And actually doing the research and typing them and getting them prepared for our clients and for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Well, yeah, that's going to cover my question about what the difference between an escrow officer and a title officer is.
And that's predominantly it. Mm-hmm. Title does see clients somewhat regularly if they need to go over certain easements and things to understand them or if they're trying to find things. For the most part, escrow handles the client side. And so we draft all the instructions between the parties. We draft all the documents, transferring titles. We clear the titles, go out and find the research to find reconveyances and get rid of old liens against the property and loans. We also do all the research for and a lot of the backup research and demands for liens against persons or their products or their equipment, if you will. Mm-hmm. So if Bill has a big houseboat on Shasta Lake and sells it to you, that's great. But he never moved the title with the county out of his name. So you've owned it for 5 years. Bill goes to sell his house, and he's got a boat lien for taxes on the boat that he hasn't owned in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I sold that to Tony. Well, then you better go find Tony and tell him to pay you back the money that I'm going to charge you through escrow to pay that off because that's a debt that just now liened your house.
Right.
Against your name. And we find those all the time. Child support, alimony, bad credit debt, all kinds of things that people think we won't find. I find it all.
Yeah.
I know more about people than they know about themselves sometimes if it's a public record.
When I heard the story a couple of weeks ago about the house that was sold, the guy with the child support.
Yeah. Almost took all of it. And that was a long closed, quote unquote, case of child support that was due, but it never goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And because he sold his home in his 80s, and the kid was in his 60s, or he was in his 90s now, the kid was in his 60s, all that child support was still due with accrued interest.
Oh, man.
They took almost everything in proceeds
wow
to Delmar County. So, you know,
and the county
not
took
get
it,
out
right?
Of it. Oh, yeah, they took it. They took it. It was due them.
Yeah.
They paid her out over the time due to welfare and stuff,
sure,
child stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They just continued to lien him his money and accrue interest on it. And that compounding of interest is worse than anything the principal ever was because the interest in those compounds interest as well.
Well, if you own a home, they're going to get their money.
They will get their money one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
Well, I had
to pay your bills.
Right. That's a good thought.
And right. Keep an eye on your title, too, right? I mean, because some of the stuff can just land on your title and you don't know about it.
It's funny because it's not so much that it lands on the title, but by virtue of the fact that you own the house or own the property, that lands on your name, which then lands toward the property as the pay piece. So it's not truly against the property. Mm-hmm. They don't use a legal description or name and address, but they've got your name on it. And the moment that pops up as a seller, I find it.
Okay.
I find everything.
Well, you know, we're going to take a break, but I want when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about title theft. And maybe you can tell us a little something about that. We'll be right back.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Almost don't want to start talking. That's a great song. What do you think, Bill?
Bring it on home.
Yes, sir.
KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Living in the North State with Tony Horde and Bill Woodford. We're sitting here talking with our good guest, Scott Lewis from Placer Title. And before the break there, we kind of talked about that we might be talking more about title theft. Is that a thing, Scott? What's going on with that? We hear a lot about it.
We hear a lot about it. I don't know that title theft, like dealing with your credit report, is quite the same thing. Your credit report you can lock and have constraints on it to where if somebody tries to do something to notify you immediately, and those are a little more timely. Title theft, if something were to happen to your title, nobody's watching it every second of every day. So it might be weeks before you find out somebody did something. I don't know what they are offering as far as support in that. I've not looked into it. I know from our end, we tell folks that it really probably won't help them much unless it's going to help cure it for them financially. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what they pay for that title lock, because there's no way to lock it. There's no way to lock your title.
Yeah.
The county, if you show up, with a deed to record that meets the proper definitions. Mm-hmm. Has a return address, has a grantor and a grantee and a legal description and a parcel number, and is signed by the grantor and is notarized by a valid notary using the proper form. And I mean valid notary in that it meets the proper stamp, it has a signature, it has all the document filled out. They're not checking who notarized it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it meets all the criteria, they're going to record it.
Okay.
There's not an action there to stop them from doing that. They're not going to make sure that you signed it. They're not going to make sure of anything.
And once it's recorded, then it's a nightmare to get it off of there,
yeah,
right?
You have to quiet title. You're going to have to sue. You're going to do something. So the problem with this issue of title lock, and we get these questions a lot, folks calling in because they're listening to several talk radios that are advertising, oh, you should do this.
Mm-hmm.
I say a lot to clients, it's a buyer beware market. You're buying something, but what is it really doing for you? You can check your title all day long at the county. You won't be able to look at the document because you don't have the rights to get in there to look at it on your computer like we do. But you will see if there's a grantor-grantee index of your name signing off on something on a deed that recorded last week.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, you go to the county and you get a copy of it and you look at it and go, I didn't sign that. I better get an attorney involved. Short of that, there's no way to lock it.
Okay.
You know, with your credit report, you can lock that down to where you can't apply. If somebody goes on illegally and applies for credit with your social, it has locks on it. There's ways to stop that from happening. And you have to unlock it to do something, to access stuff. Mm-hmm. Bill, you deal with this on the lending end. If you've got to do verifications of things sometimes, if somebody has something locked down, you've got to get them to unlock it.
Absolutely.
So you can even retrieve your information.
Right, yes.
They have and to you're unlock a valid it lender.
Before we can even do anything, it has to be unlocked.
Exactly. So, and the other problem with this is that when we're talking about illegal activity on your property, we're talking there's a lot of people that have to be involved in this scheme, if you will. There has to be somebody willing to sign a document and perjure themselves. There has to be a notary that holds a California or other state notary that looks valid, forged or not, mm-hmm. that's willing to do that. That comes with penalties if it's forged.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't identify that person properly, so you, Tony Horde, standing in front of me as a notary, you're going to give me your driver's license. And I'm going to verify that your face on that license with that name matches and all that. If somebody shows up with no ID but says, here, notarize this, I'm Tony Horde, the notary's now liable too.
Right.
You know, there's a lot that goes into this. And then if you've got a lender making a loan that's been an illegal thing as well, giving the cash to the borrower, quote unquote, that's supposedly Tony Horde that isn't Tony Horde. I mean, there's so much to this.
It's a big operation.
It's a big operation. And it's, quite frankly, it's a lot of guts.
Mm-hmm.
It probably happens. I just don't know how much. I've not heard anything up here. I know 3-4 years ago, we were concerned if we had a sale of a piece of property, and we still watch today. If I have a sale on a piece of property that is vacant, out of area seller, they're nowhere in the state, they're gone, and nobody can get a hold of them, but they'll respond to emails,
mm-hmm.
we're probably not going to let it go through.
Oh, okay.
I've got to vet out that who I'm dealing with is actual and real. Somebody can get to them. Oh, no, just send me the documents by email and I'll get a notary to do it. No, you won't. I will send a notary to you
mm-hmm.
via a service that we use nationally. You know, there's things we're going to go through.
Sure.
So it's not that easy to just do that. But there's crooks out there. I'm sure it happens. But when do they find out? Not till mm-hmm. grandma goes to do something with that house and she figures out, oh, my God, it was scammed by somebody, and they put a loan on there, and there's been a posting on the door now. It's going into foreclosure. Well, she never signed that.
Right.
You know?
Well, when you look up title theft on the Internet, the first 15 or 20 websites that you see are all about services
mm-hmm.
to lock your title and all
yeah.
that. So it seems like in the advent of this whole discussion that's come up on this, there's been a lot of people that have jumped on the bandwagon of selling the title lock and the title insurance.
Well, absolutely.
Well, and how many of those are legit?
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, really, what are they going to do for you? For $29.99 a month, I will lock your title.
Uh-huh.
Really? Because not in California, you can't. You might be able to in other states.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know because I don't deal in those states. But I would find it very hard to believe that you can lock a title in another state. It's still a recorded, valid deed of some sort that's being recorded, or deed of trust, or mortgage. It takes a lot to do that.
Okay.
I'll bet we got some questions out there. If you have a question, it's 530-605-4567. Give us a call.
Yeah, give us a buzz. That leads me to my next question. We can imagine that it's not a good idea to do a transaction where I'm going to sell Bill my house and we're going to go down and record the deed ourselves. But it happens.
Are you kidding? I already own your house.
But give us a good example of or help help us understand why we shouldn't do that.
Well, first off, depending upon the transaction, because everyone is different, if you're buying it cash from Bill and he's going to deed you the house and you're going to give him cash, in all theory, that's great. You're going on good faith that he owns his house outright. There's no liens against him or against it.
Right.
You gave him the cash. He walks away and he disappears.
Bye-bye.
On to the sunset. You now decide a year, 10 years, whatever later, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to put an equity line on it. I'm going to do something with it. And they pull title on it. And you find out he actually had an IRS tax lien. He had three state tax liens. He had an EDD lien. He had child support. He had alimony. He had three bad credit cards. And he had a mortgage.
But I trusted Bill.
Uh-huh. Everybody trusts. Title and escrow is like the deceased party. So the family all loves one another until that one person dies and all the heirs are left behind.
Right.
And then the infighting starts.
Yeah, it does.
And I hate to say that, but it happens across the board more often than not.
Yeah, I hate to see it.
Same issue here. Joe Schmo is going to sell his property to John Doe. Mm-hmm. And John Doe happily gives him the cash. Joe Schmo signs off and nobody looks at what's out there. And it's a problem. That's where we come in.
Okay.
We clear all that. We make sure that, in this case, Bill doesn't get any cash because it all comes through us until we can pay off all the debt.
Right.
Oh, and there's not enough to pay off all the debt. So, Bill, I need another $50,000 from you to get you out of your house so Tony can own it. Well, I don't have that. Okay, well, then we're not selling a house today.
You're right.
Because Tony's not taking on your debt unless you can go make arrangements with your creditors to take less and give us a release for that house. Doesn't release you. It releases the house. And that's all I care about is releasing the house. If I can get the house off, 20-some years ago now, there was a big piece of property south of town here, South Market 273, still standing today, that a couple owned. They had over $1 million in IRS debt.
Ouch.
They were quite elderly. They were selling a home, a very small home. It took us 9 months to get the IRS to agree to take the net proceeds from that sale and release the house.
Wow.
They did do it, but it took a lot of negotiating, a lot of proving that they're not getting any cash. Here's the sales price. Here's the contract. Here's the prelim. This is what you're owed, but there's not enough to cover it. Here's what they're going to get. Will you take it? And they said yes. So there's ways around it.
Yeah.
But that's what we do.
Okay.
Is help get through that process.
And is that where title insurance comes into play?
It does, because if we had not cleared that lien and the IRS came to seize the house, you can bet the buyer would have been calling us.
Right.
But I got a release on it. So it released that house, so that buyer was now clear.
Okay.
If there's no title insurance, there's no backing. We've cleared everything to the date you own that house when you take over. So everything prior is on the title insurance.
Ah.
And if somebody comes and knocks on the door and says, oh, by the way, you owe us $1 million in IRS taxes. No, that was the previous owner. Well, it was on the house, so pay up. That's when you go back to your title policy.
Gotcha. And that's a big reason not to just go do it.
Not to just go do it between parties.
We got a caller?
We do got a caller, but we're going to run to, well, I don't know. We got about a minute. So let's talk with the caller, and then we'll have to put him on hold for a minute. But caller, what's happening?
Hi, Scott Lewis.
That is me.
Well, I appreciate your discussion there, and I just had a question. So recently I came across a problem where all my personal information was stolen. Everything about the house, credit cards, bank accounts, all that. And I'm worried about someone copying my identity and borrowing off my house. And you were just talking about title lock.
Yeah,
how would you figure that? What would you do?
Well, first off, you're going to be involved with your credit reporting agencies immediately because they're going to need to know this. They're going to need to lock down your credit. The other part of that is if anybody tries to do anything, they're going to notify you that way. The house itself, there's nothing you can really do to secure that other than watch your title. And I say that because you can go onto the county website, you can go into a name search at the county recorder's office, and you can put in your name, last name, comma, first name, and hit search, and it will come up with everything that your name is associated with or similar. And at that point, you're going to see if something recent has happened, and you can go get a copy of it to see what it is.
Okay. And that's county title?
That's Shasta County Recorder's Office.
And with that, if you'd hold that, Scott, hold that thought, Scott.
You bet.
And we'll be right back.
All right.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself,
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced, hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Redding.
Okay, Living in the North State. Right, coming right back at you. I'm Tony Horton. This is Bill Woodford. KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And we got a caller on the line, and he's been talking with Scott. And caller, is your name Scott by any chance?
My name is Scott, and that's a great name, by
the way. It is a great name. So, on to that, Scott, with the other stuff with that. Really, your title, you just have to keep looking at the county website. That's going to be your easiest way to protect that. Other than, you're going to have to get a hold of credit reporting agencies and lock down your credit so that nobody can get to it without passwords by you put in, those kinds of things. They put in all kinds of stop gaps. Crooks are crooks. They're going to figure out ways, but, you know, put as much as you can into that. And then if you're worried about the title on the house, just keep watching the county record.
County records. Okay. That's what I'll do. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
You bet. No, you take care.
Thanks for calling, Scott.
Man, Tony, hey, great radio show.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it, bud.
Fantastic.
How much did he pay you to say that? He pay you to say that? Come on.
What's that?
I said, did he pay you to say that? Come on.
No. I'm really in this kind of trouble.
Right. No, we appreciate your call.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, during the break, we kind of touched on wire fraud a little bit, you know, in a transaction as we're going through the documents and we get to that WFA form, you know, I always explain it quite simply. You know, I say wire fraud is prevalent, and if you get any kind of communication from anybody with wiring instructions to wire, you either call escrow or you call me. There's no two ways about it. You have to get a hold of us to make sure that that's legitimate.
And we impact that even further on the title and escrow side. It is always call escrow.
Yeah.
Always. We've had clients get emails that they thought were valid. They change one number on an account number. They change the bank name, which the client wouldn't know the difference. And it comes from an email of Placers with an S on it, title, not Placer title. And that can set it on a whole train of lost money. The banks are good at watching some of that stuff, but, you know, folks get an email. They say, oh, we're ready to close. Here's how much we need. Go wire it.
Yeah.
And all of our communication with our customers, our wire instructions are from Placer Title, come secure. They will be in a secure email. Quote, unquote. If it's not secure, meaning you have to have a password to open it, it will be because we sent it via our system that is a secure system and going straight to the vetted email that we know is valid for that client. Unfortunately, what we're having is that we have folks with so many different emails and different websites running them that the realtor, the lender, somebody gets hacked in the transaction and they find our wire instructions. They find that we're ready to close. They've got keywords they're looking for in those emails. And the minute they see closing and money and a request for dollars or whatever, they're tacking on and sending it. I get emails all the time from the CFO of my company with her banner on it, everything, her picture, everything.
Wow, really?
Scott, it's Marcia. I need you to send me money, blah, blah, blah. The CFO would never call me for money, ever. Ever. She knows me. She knows my family. She would never call me for money.
Sure, but
I get emails all the time trying to get us to respond. And it happens to our clients constantly. We encourage constantly open verbal communication.
Right.
Because not only are they going to call and talk to me, I'm going to verify who they are. Because I already have documentation from them giving me things like social security numbers, driver's license numbers, previous marriages, addresses, all kinds of things that I have in my file.
Stuff you can check.
I'm going to say, Bill, what's your spouse's name?
Yeah.
Bill, what's the last four of your social?
Yeah.
You know, if they can't give me answers, I'm probably not going to speak with them. That client's going to have some assurance there. And we do that even with the escrows when they call in. Hey, I'm buying this property. I need to talk to you about it. And who are you? Oh, I'm the buyer. Okay, but what's your name? Can you give me the last four of your social? What's your email? What's your work number? We're going to vet some things out to make sure that we're actually talking to the customer, not the exing spouse.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you bet.
Because we're confidential. We have to keep everything confidential.
Well, and there's usually some red flags that show up in those emails as they're coming in,
oh, yeah,
too. Can you speak to that a little bit as to maybe different things that people might be looking out for when they get one of those suspect emails?
Watch where it's coming from. Watch that email address specifically. Scrutinize it. It might say slewis at placertitle.com, but it might say slewis at placer.title.com. There's no dot in between Placer and Title. That's how they change it. One little thing.
Sure.
And it's hard to see.
Got your logo on it.
It might have my logo on it. It might not. It might.
Could be with the bank, too. Same thing.
Oh, yeah. Everything.
Everything.
And the banks sometimes watch, especially if you walk in with my wire instructions printed and you've got the email, the bank's going to look at it. Banks have gotten a little more stringent, especially the big banks. you can't just go today to wire from Bank of America and send me money for closing tomorrow. You got to make an appointment a couple of days ahead to go in to send that wire before they'll send it. That's also letting them make sure they've got somebody in office because COVID changed all of that, that actually knows how to do wires. I've had clients walk into local branches of B of A and Wells Fargo in town here to wire me money. They're told, nope, can't do it today. Nobody here knows how to do it. You've got a teller that doesn't know how to do a wire or isn't sure how to wire it. You want somebody knowing what they're doing.
Sure.
You want them looking at those documents. You know, I would prefer all of my customers show up at the office and I hand them my wire instructions with the amount of money I want on it written so they can just take that and go to the bank. Mm-hmm. Now they know it's valid.
Right.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
You know, if they're spelling the property address wrong or the escrow number looks off, all of mine are a P-6 digits. Mm-hmm. Something's just not going to look right. And we're usually, before we're asking for money, we don't just send an email saying, here, here's wire instructions, send us money. I'm calling ahead to schedule their appointment for signing before I'm even asking for the money. Because I need to know they're available. Right. I don't want the money until they sign the documents. You know, there's a lot that goes
with
that.
What's that voice phone call? You're making that personal communication.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Always. And if it's not to me, it's my one of my assistants. Mm-hmm. And anybody in the office will happily help the client vet them out and then get them through what they need to do at Placer.
Well, that's always the key right there. Always call your escrow company or the escrow officer and make sure that's on the
absolutely.
There's a great reason right there to use local people. Yep. Somebody you can walk in and shake their hand and talk to them over a desk. You know, online, you know, you're putting yourself out there in the middle of no man's land, basically, anything can happen.
Well, and I say that, too, Bill, with regard to lenders, too.
Absolutely.
You know, I get it. There's the 800 numbers out there. Rocket Mortgage, whatever. Local is better. You've got somebody you can look eye to eye and stand in front of and talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Makes all the world difference to what we're getting done.
You bet.
You're dealing with the biggest transaction of your life. Do you really want somebody that's on an 800 number probably overseas?
Just because you feel like you got a better deal.
Just you feel like you got a better deal when you probably didn't.
Right. Most of those deals are not that good.
No. No. A lot of them aren't. I mean, they might have a ever so slight less fee on something. When you're talking about a $350,000 or a $500,000 or an $800,000 deal or even a $200,000 deal, if $50 to $150 or $300 is going to make a difference, you might want to rethink what you're doing. And I hate to say that, but I'd far rather pay a few more dollars and know that I've got somebody physically with me all the time that I can talk to. And even after the deal closes, I can go to and say, hey, I don't understand what this is or what that is. All the difference in the world. I've built my career on that in this town. 32 years of doing escrow here, and I'm doing fourth-generation escrows.
Wow.
Literally fourth generation now, 20-something-year-olds.
You can send your family members to them, or afterwards you can go back and ask a question about it, you know, even a year or two later. It's like, hey, what about this? I just got this thing in the mail that looks suspect to me. You know, what is it? And, you know, it's like, okay, hold on a minute. So
let us do some research.
Well, we're getting ready to wind down the last couple of minutes of our show here. So, Scott, we really want to thank you for coming in. We've enjoyed your company.
You're welcome.
You're very knowledgeable. And
thank you.
We only got through about half our questions. So maybe
we'll have you back.
Absolutely.
I can always come back, gentlemen. Never an issue. Enjoy doing it.
Sure,
thank you for inviting
me. Oh, you're welcome. And thanks for hanging out with my dad over at the baseball park there. I know
all
he,
the time. Anytime. I'm kind of bummed that Colt 45 season is over. If the community out there didn't get a chance to get out to a game, best piece of Americana you can possibly do for $6 on an evening.
Oh, you bet.
Grab a burger and a beer or a dog and a soda, whatever it is you're wanting. There's ice cream. There's popcorn. It's a great family event. For me, it's nice watching a bunch of kids out there. Your dad sat behind us most of the games, and there was a family that sat next to us, Sardi family. And they're young men. They're 17, I think, 14-year-old at the ages of the two boys.
Mm-hmm.
Watch them grow up. Great young men. And watching those young men not be on their cell phones, watching the game, cheering on the team, interacting with adults around them, it is such pure joy
to
sit there in family units doing this stuff and watching kids do their thing and their families. And it's go watch a Colt 45 next year. 45 game, it's great.
And they're getting bigger crowds all the time, it's really nice to see that that's really picking up.
Yep.
Well, we'll do that. And, again, Scott, thanks for being here. Bill,
Thank you. It's good to see you guys.
Absolutely. We'll be back next week, and we'll be at you live. This is Tony and Bill with the Living in the North State. Thanks a lot. Talk to you next time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.